Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Can I have a book? Can I have a book? I just arrived yesterday morning, so I'm on I'm on an Indian time zone, Vrindavan time right now. So it's my mind is in so many different directions. But you definitely need a book to read from. Anyway, reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text 34. And since the verse is a prose verse, I will just say it, since you know. Tashaha ya purisha surabi sayugandhya vayustam desham dasa yo janam samantat surabim chakra. So we'll just go right into the word by word. Tashya, his, ha, indeed, ya, which, purisha, of the stool. Oh, wait a minute. Is this the... We did this verse yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Said, still mind is in different places. Evam go mriga kaka kariyaya vrajas tishtan asina sayanaha kaka mriga go charita pi bati kadati avam mehati smam sma evam thus. Go of cows, mriga deer, kaka crows, karyaya by activities, vrajan moving, tishtan standing, asina sitting, sayana lying down. Kaka mriga go karita. Behaving exactly like the crows, deers, and cows. Pibati drinks. Kadati eats. Avamehati passes urine. Sma, he did so. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. In this way, Lord Rishabhdev followed the behavior of cows, deer, and crows. Sometimes he moved or walked, and sometimes he sat down in one place. Sometimes he lay down. Behaving exactly like cows, deer, and crows. In that way, he ate, drank, passed stool and urine, and cheated the people in this way. Purport. Being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Rishabhdev possessed a transcendental spiritual body. Since the general public could not appreciate his behavior and his mystic yoga practice, they began to disturb him, to cheat him. He behaved like cows, crows, cows, and deer. Om Gana Tididam Nasha Ganana Sadakaya Takshu Unminatam Yanatasma Shri Guru Vinamaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapita Yena Bhutali Swayam Rupa Kadamayana Tati Swapatantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Swaprastasta Vijaya Sukumaya Sukatuya Bhumi Vrte Mahendra Majra Piyatya Janam Govardhana Meti Satama Bhistam. Hidabhavet Yaharidasavaya Manubhavasta Kamajata Tashiradi Kamadava Yopaja Jasadayana Sakshat. So, quite a nice verse. Because the verse before this, I heard it was a very elegant talk on stool, the verse prior to this, the day before. And it's actually quite fitting because in this way, Prabhupada's translation, he's saying that he cheated the people in this way, right? Because let's face it, in the world of today, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, it's very hard to actually dive deeper into the practice of Krishna consciousness, right? Because of so many disruptions, so many disturbances. If it's not every 5 seconds somebody's calling on your phone, it's every 5 seconds the mind tells you have to check Facebook, or every 5 seconds you have to do this, or every 5 seconds you have to do that. So it's actually very much in our line for transcendental personalities to do these things, to appear mad and crazy so that people will leave them alone, like Vamsidas Babaji, right? Amazingly. He was such on a high transcendental platform, but externally, he was like a madman, so people would stay away from him, right? I actually met somebody in Vrindavan last week that still had some remnants of the chapati of Vamsidas Babaji, you know? And he passed a little bit along, you know? So nice, you know? And then we have Gaurakishore Das Babaji, who would chant in a toilet so that people would not disturb his bhajan, right? So how can you chant in a toilet? Well, Gopa Guru, he said, well, the holy name is unaffected by material circumstances. So you see that in this way, devotees, they do what they can to engage in the process of Krishna consciousness. And sometimes we go through extremes. Like I believe it was either Shamananda Pandit or Srinivasacharya, one or two. They used to have their followers tie their sikha to the roof of the cottage, so that when they fell asleep, they would, you know, yank their head back and wake up, you know, when they stayed up all night to chant. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whoever's been to Mayapur, been to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, he would sit in this little tiny room, right, in a complete darkness with a shutter completely covering his face, chanting, and he would lock the door from the inside so nobody could come in and disturb him, right? So you see in this way that the general public do not appreciate when people are deeply absorbed in spiritual consciousness, right? I mean, we don't even appreciate it. What's to say the general public? And the endeavor is there. You know, we have to make time for Krishna, whether it means sometimes going to an extreme. Like I remember one time I tried to do a Mona Vrat, right? And anybody who knows me knows I like to talk all the time. So this was like a super hard Vrat for me, you know? So I thought, I'll do it on Ekadasi, right? And I was in my room, and everyone kept on banging on my door and wanting to talk to me about things. And I was like, okay, so I gave up. I didn't do it. So then I tried again another time on Ekadasi to do Mon Vrat. Again, it didn't work. And then finally, I said, okay, I climbed out of the window and down the thing, and I locked the door from the outside, right? And then I climbed back up and into the room and shut the doors and shut everything so nobody could see what was going on. So everybody thought I was out on Sankirtan or something, you know? So we have to, in this way, like, we have to do what we can, do whatever it takes to become more absorbed in the process of hearing chanting. Because from Narottam Das Thakur says in the Prema Bhakti Chandrika, from the process of hearing chanting comes smaranam. That's what comes, remembering Krishna, right? But that doesn't come just by simply externally trying to just an external sense of, oh, you know, schnick, 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 rom, 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 schnick, 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 rom, 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 or reading, but not really reading, just, you know, like, you know, make it very obvious, you know, I'm reading Srimad Bhagavatam, but really you're just staring at the pages for a few minutes, right? It inquires to go deeper into this process, and it's so kind that now we are in the month of Kartik, Damodar Mas, right? Well, this is a time of the year that is so beneficial to go deeper into our sadhana, right? Deeper into our Krishna consciousness, deeper into our relationship with Krishna, deeper into our relationship with the holy name, our relationship with Vaishnavas. Now is a chance for us just to focus, you know? Focus on Krishna, right? Just for one time in a month to make some extra endeavor, whether it's chanting 64 rounds, chanting one round extra, whether it's reading one page every day, whether it's even being nice to the Vaishnavas, which is one of the hardest things to do, is be nice to the Vaishnavas, right? One year I took a Kartik Vrat that was only say nice things to people. And that was the hardest vrat ever, right? But the endeavor is there. From making these endeavors, from going the extra mile, right? Then you win the favor of Srimati Radharani and the favor of Krishna. All over Vrindavan right now. Like I just came back yesterday from Vraj, you know, and from Govardhan and Radhakund. I was staying most of my time. And So many Vaishnavas are there. So many. Right now, Jayapataka Maharaj has a whole army out there on Vrajmandala Parikram. And then Radhanath Maharaj is bringing a whole another army out. And then Ramesh Baba has like 20,000 people out in Vrindavan right now on Parikram. And let's not forget the 9,000 Bengalis that showed up. Jai Shishirada Gopinath Ki Jai. And what are these all these people doing? Are they simply going to Vrindavan to do Loi Bazaar Parikram, right? To go see all the holy sites of Loi Bazaar, like Ganga Prasad, or Ras Bihari, or, you know, all the holy sites, you know, to going to Sri Ji's and, you know, doing obeisances at Sri Ji's 108 times, or go to Ganga Prasad. And no, they're there to dive deeper into the process. They're there to take 1 month out of their life and dive deeper into their relationship with Krishna. And in this way, be able to come back to this world that we live in here in the West, you know, and make sense without, and be a mad person within. Because ultimately, that's what we want to be. We want to be mad for Krishna within, but make sense to everyone outside of us. That's what this process of Krishna consciousness is. It's about linking your internal bhajan and your internal sentiments and feelings of the resonance of Vrindavan with your external preaching, with your external relationships, with your external, you know, if you have to work, with your just externally linking the two and making advancement, right? So here we see the example of Lord Rishabhdev, how he acted in such a way so people would not disturb his bhajan. Right? People would not disturb his bhajan. Because ultimately at the time of death, it is you and it's your test. Right? Like I remember I once tried to cheat on a SAT exam in America, you know. I didn't want to, anyway, I was horrible at school. Anyway, I tried teaching, you know, but I grabbed the wrong test, right, the wrong answers, and I even got my name wrong on the test, you know. I got everything wrong, I got a complete zero. You get 200 points for just writing your name, and even I spelled that wrong, right? So at the time of death, it is like that. It's us and Krishna, right? And we have to be prepared. Like one of the most important statements in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is what? Is always remember Krishna and never forget him. This doesn't come from just external show of following the process. This doesn't just come from putting on a dhoti and putting on very nice tilak and this huge kanti mala like this big, and you have these japa beads that are like Hare Krishna, 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 all right? Or like putting on this gopi skirt and making sure it's just right, and I look so cute with it. And it's just, you know. No, this is not. The externals is not what's going to make us advance, right? We have to take up this mood of yearning for Krishna, right? This mood of having a burning desire. Like even Krishna says in the 10th canto that the gopis are considered Krishna's siksha guru because they've the burning desire, how they've given up everything, they've given up all courtesies, all customs, all social formalities, everything just for him, right? So we have to develop this, right? And this can only come if we truly desire to do it. We have to honestly want to do it. We have to honestly want to make an effort. So, like, how many people here have taken Kartik Vrats? Okay, how many people took Kartik Vrats? They can actually follow. Because, you know, most people, they make these ridiculous Kartik Vrats, you know, like, I'm just going to eat a codicil all the time. But then they live in a temple, and it's not so easy to do, right? Or they say, no sweets, you know? Like, I remember I took a Kartik Vrat one time, and I said, no sweets. And then my Guru Maharaj offered me a sweet, and I said, oh, I can't eat it. And then he shoved it in my mouth and said, oh, I guess you didn't follow that Vrat. He said, how could you make such a Vrat? No sweets. It's like, come on, you know? You know, or I'm going to read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam in just this Kartik, you know, in 1 month, you know. We tend to, like, make vrats that make no sense whatsoever, right? They're impossible to find and then to follow, and then we're disappointed when we break them, right? Kartik is not about killing yourself, right? Like, really, everybody thinks Kartik is all about killing yourself, you know, like, minimizing everything, you know. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. So it's minimizing the consciousness, You know? Like taking lots of prasadam, but actually honoring the prasadam. Right? How many people actually honor prasadam? Or how many people use it as a social gathering? You know? I mean, everyone should raise their hand because you see it every day. Right? But you look at how Prabhupada relished prasad, because it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that it's non-different than Krishna. And Prabhupada relished it. Right? This is what kartik means. It means to relish Krishna. Relish the pastime that Mother Yashoda binded Krishna, right? From two things, from love and endeavor. Right? Love and endeavor. Because Krishna knows everything we do in the spiritual world, here in the material world, rather, is all wacky. Everything, the result is all wacky. It's like a sitcom here in the material world. We try so hard to make things perfect and do perfect service, and then something always happens, you know? Like, I remember, I won't say his name, Vishrambar Prabhu, and one time he was playing Mridanga, and he was really into it, and he was playing and playing and playing, and then his dhoti fell off. And then, right? In every endeavor, there's some fault, and it also happened to Manu also, right? Also happened to Manu too. Same day, and same kirtan, you know? But so in this material world, there's always some fault. There's always some horrible thing that comes from it. There's always some, you know, something. You know, like I thought I once got upgraded to business class, and I was traveling to go preaching in one country, and I was like, wow, I got upgraded to business class. Yes. And then the person who sat down next to me was huge. You know, he was massive. I mean, his. Half of him was over me, and the other half was on his side. And then he was snoring so loud, and you know, and he would just like turn over and hit me, and then turn back over and hit me again. And I'm thinking, why, Krishna? Why are you doing this to me? Because I'm making an endeavor to do something for you. And I'm going on this airplane, and of course, nothing's perfect in the material world, right? If that makes any sense whatsoever. But so this is what Lord Rishabhdev is showing us. That we have to be careful, you know, of our association. That bad association can bring us down. Right? He's showing us. He's saying, "Oh, these they don't appreciate me. They don't appreciate. Better I just act like a madman, and then people will leave me alone, and I can develop our Krishna consciousness." Right. So here we are. We're all together. Right. And we have to. We should act in this way. We should act like a little cow, right? What does a cow give? Cow gives milk, you know. Cow gives so much. Cow gives nectar, you know. Yesterday we had the whole analysis of cow stool and how it's so wonderful, which I really sad I missed the class because I heard it was really good, right? A cow is in this way. You see in Vrindavan, cows are so sweet. Cows are so loving. Cows are so gentle. I'm scared of cows. But even now, I'm starting to get a little less scared of cows, you know? Like, this is how we have to become. Like a cow, ready to give milk, ready to give nectar to everyone, right? This is the wonderful joy of this process. It's joyful. You know, Krishna consciousness is not like, oh man, I have to chant my round. Man. Right? That's how we approach Krishna consciousness in this way. We don't I at least I'm talking for myself. I mean, I don't approach it in some way like, yes, I'm going to wake up and chant my rounds today. Yes, yes, yes. No, oh, man. Oh. Hare Krishna. Yeah, you know, like, we have to be honest. And understand, you know, I make jokes and stuff like that, but it's the circumstance of our situation. This is how our behavior is, right? That we don't make the full endeavor to Krishna. Like we're scared, like Govardhan Puja is coming up. I say it all the time, you know. We all believe that Krishna got tied up, that God got tied up by his mother, right? Okay, that's not a far out concept to believe. To like maybe say, well, that's a little weird. But no, we believe in that, right? We believe he comes as half man, half lion. No problem. We believe that fully. You know, we believe he came as a boar and pulled the earth in between his tusks. That we fully believe. No question asked. You know, you ask any devotee, you'll say, "Yeah, Vraha existed. No problem, right?" We believe that God came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? And gave the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Who disbelieves that theory? No one. But how many of us actually fully believe in our heart that Krishna can lift our hearts out of material suffering? Not so many. Right? Krishna's willing. He's ready. He's able. And he gives us every opportunity to come further and further on the path. He doesn't just say, you know, okay. No, he makes very, very, very easy to make spiritual advancement in this age. And Prabhupada said to Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu, Krishna consciousness is so simple, you just might miss it. Right? Such an easy process, because all we have to do is chant and dance and feast. Right? Chant, dance, and feast. Right? We're very good at the prasadam aspect. Like I said, it's the most attended program in all of ISKCON. You even see, like, in Vrindavan the other day, Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj gave class, and it went 2 minutes over 9 o'clock, and as soon as everybody saw 9 o'clock, everyone got up and went to prasadam, you know? It's like prasadam, the most well-attended program in all of class, in all of ISKCON, you know? Nobody ever misses prasadam. People will be asleep. And as soon as they hear Maha Prasadam Govinde, they shoot out of their sleeping bag and in one motion down to prasadam hall. You know, everything. Right? But all of this is prasad. All of this is mercy. All of this is nectar. All of this is means of advancement. All of this is for us. Krishna is not doing it for anybody else but for us. And of course, his enjoyment too. He wants to experience some fun. But this month is so special. So this month is an opportunity to make very fast advancement. Rapid advancement. Like a springboard. Like, anybody did gymnastics here ever? Right? You know this springboard thing? I tried once to jump on it, and I jump over that little tan thing, and I hit the tan thing as hard as I could. It didn't work out good for me. But what does a springboard do? It's not that, you know, unless you're a black man that's 6'9", you know, and plays basketball, then you can jump over it. But for us little white people like myself, you know, the springboard is there to boost us over. In the same way, these days, these times, these appearance days is opportunities to springboard us over the obstacles of bhakti. To springboard us, to catapult us over. Right? But we have to want. We have to just give up and just say to Krishna, okay, I surrender at least for the next month. I surrender as best as I can. And just push me forward in our Krishna consciousness. Right? So this is the month. So because it's Kartik, and because we're trying to make rapid advancement in Kartik, tomorrow we're having this big Mahaharinam in Antwerp, and if you can't come, you can sponsor a case of books, because sponsoring one case of books is like sponsoring 10,000 cases of books during Kartik. The spiritual advancement is times 10, right? Come out, right? Come out and share this with Krishna. Share our Krishna with people. Share our Srila Prabhupada with people. Right? We're not budging in on these. We can't do it. We don't have the adhikar to sit somewhere and chant 2 lakhs a day, or to sit somewhere. You know, there are sadhus in Govardhan that are chanting 3, maybe 4 lakhs a day. You know, they're chanting. You know, we don't have this adhikar. So for us, we just go out and just try and show how much we love Krishna by making the endeavor to give Krishna to people. This is what the process is really about for us. For Bhajanandis, it's all about chanting, you know, to themselves. Not so much. Like Ayendra said one time, he said, you know, they might be chanting 2 lakhs, but the Yuga Dharma is Harinam Sankirtan. Right? So this is what we're getting from these pastimes. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is not You know, hearing about Lord Rishabhdev is not just an ordinary personality. Maharaj Ambarish was told to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam to come to the level of liberation, even though he was an incarnation. He was explained, he was told this. Right? Every day is another opportunity to create a new, fresh, and exciting mood in our Krishna consciousness. In our Krishna consciousness, right? Not your Krishna consciousness, not Jamastami's Krishna consciousness, not Madhu Gopal's Krishna consciousness, but our Krishna consciousness. And today is another one of those days of Kartik. How many days already, you know, have passed that we've missed the opportunity? How many lifetimes have we gone through Kartik as a dog or a cat or like a little squirrel or a little mouse, you know? How many lives did we already waste during this such a special month of Damodar Mas, right? And if anything else, it's just an excuse not to shave, if you're a man. So, the whole idea is to do some kind of tapasya, but not overboard, right? Like I said, devotees are very, what's the correct word? Fanatical people, very extremists, in the way that they go from one extreme to the other, right? Either they don't do anything or they just go completely overboard. You know, and it's true. You know, it's true. I just finished Govardhan. I did Dandavat Parikrama around Govardhan recently, the other day. Like, and I thought the day after, the morning I finished, I thought I feel great. You know, I'm gonna do a full Parikrama now. You know, and I blew my knee out completely. You know, so one extreme to the other. You know, devotees, but make some balanced spiritual advancement, some balanced tapasya. Because too much tapasya makes the heart hard, right? You know, Vaidhi Bhakti is very wonderful in the sense that it gives us the rules and regulations and brings us to the point of following in Raghunuga. But in Vaidhi, right, Vaidhi can also make the heart very hard, not very soft. So these tapashyas, these austerities, these vrats are meant for us to come closer to Krishna, not for us to move further away from Krishna by offending people, further away by the heart becoming so hard, it's like Krishna is knocking on it. Oh, Gopi Ramanji, I'm here, your little blue friends. And you're like, get away, get away. Because the heart is so, not that he would probably embrace him, I would yell, leave, I don't have enough prasad for you. You know, but that's what it's about. So are there any question, comments, political statements? Anything we'd like to discuss? Anything at all? He's closer. Yeah, that's what it is. It's about knowing that you don't fit in this world, right? That's the problem. That's why we're not mad for Krishna, because we think we fit in here, right? We don't think it's so bad. Like, well, I'm an association of devotees. It's not so bad, you know? The material world's pretty cool, right? I got an Apple computer, right? You know? Boss, you know? And when one is mad for Krishna, one realizes that they don't belong in this material world at all. So in the heart, you know, the fire is there, you know? So it's like, it's described that, like the gopis, how they, their fire is separation for Krishna, right? But was water poured on the fire? What happens if you put water on a fire? The fire goes out, it extinguishes. No, it said that more ghee was placed on the fire to increase the burning, to increase the feelings, right? That's what it means to become mad within. Mad within, it makes sense without, you know? Inside, just be thinking, how can I get to Krishna? Taxing our brain in different ways to bring people to Krishna, to advance in Krishna consciousness. And outside, just people think we're totally normal. Or as normal as we can be. You know, I mean, because nobody in ISKCON is normal. Everyone is like, on their own planet sometimes. So, but this is what it means. Like, Bhajan and Nandis, they stay there. They just stay in the Dham and they just practice and worry about themselves, right? And that's very easy to do. Right? That's very, it's very easy to do. It's one of the five limbs of sadhana, is to reside in the holy dham. You know, but we don't have that adhikar, you know. And Prabhupada told us we should only go to Vrindavan for 3 days unless we have some service. Right? Because we don't have that, you know. We don't have that mindset that this is the holy dham, you know. We see the pigs and the little annoying Brajbasi kids. Oh, chocolate, pesa. You know, we see that. So, that's what Krishna consciousness means, connecting the two. It means connecting our internal to our external, meaning that we take our feelings and we apply them in our lives, where we know we're not part of this world. We don't become affected by the things around us, but when people see us, they're like, "Wow, you know, there's a nice person." You know, so that's what. Very good, very good. It shall be. Is it okay? Answer the question somewhat. Okay. It's actually quite heavy. Well, first of all, we don't actually make our vratas according to Shastra, right? Hari Bhakti Vilas actually describes how we should make a vrata. Very, very, very detailed. It's described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. That one has to touch water and enchant a mantra. From touching water, it cements the vrat. So anyway, we don't actually, you know. So yeah, I mean, there is some reaction because you're making a promise to Krishna saying, I'm going to do this, you know. But also, Krishna understands, you know, that you're a Westerner. What can you do? Right? That's why I say we have to be mature in our devotional approach. Right? We have to be mature. Right? Like, we can't all of a sudden say, it's Kartik. I'm going to make 1,008 dandavats in front of Radha Gopinath every day. Like, how many, after one day, you'd be finished. You know, you would never do it again. So the object is to, like, is approaching Krishna consciousness in a very mature way. That you make vrats, that you can follow. Like I was in, when Prabhupada, the disciple, said to me the other day, he said, "Huh, did you make your Kartik vrats?" And I said, "Yes, I promise to follow, and my vrat is to follow the four regs and chant 16 rounds every day, because that's hard enough to do." You know? It's like, we have to make, like, some vrat, we have to make a vrat that we know we're gonna sustain. Otherwise, it's just adverse. Then what credit comes from it? You know? One doesn't have to make a vrat of, like, you know, like Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He took the same vrat as Haridas Thakur as well. You know? One doesn't have to do that, you know? I mean, it's great if you can, but how many have the adhikar to sit down in a place and chant 64 rounds every day? How many people actually have it? Well, how many people can say, make a vrat, Krishna, I'm going to chant two extra rounds today. All right? Or even saying, you know what? For this Kartik, I'm going to chant 300,000 mantras. You know, if you break it up, that's like 3 days, basically. You know, it's like you approaching devotional life in a mature way, and then you make mature advancements. You know, because until we get past the Nartana Vritti, we're in an immature position, our Krishna consciousness. Everything's immature. Our sadhu sangha is immature. We only like to talk to certain devotees, and then other devotees we run out the door and avoid. You know, our bhajan is an immature bhajan when we were in bhajana kriya. You know, our shraddha is immature. You know, all this is immature. So we stay in an immature platform as if we approach things in an immature way. You know, like what was it? I think I told Patiprana, you know, I said, for Kartik, I want to sleep in a tent on top of the hill over there. She was like, no, you're not doing that. You know, it's like, you know, what's a... You know, would I have been able to make it? No, because I would have missed my computer too much, you know? So I wouldn't have been able to make that vrat, you know? So again, it's approaching things in a way that you can sustain and advance, not in a fanatical way for prestige, right? But in a way that you can advance. That's what the whole process is about, advancing. You're either going forward or backwards. This is, you know, that's why Prabhupada says a movement. It means you're moving. not a stagnant, you know, that'd be pretty bad. Would it, international society, for, would the ISKCON stagnant, you know, we're not moving anywhere, you know. It says we're the ISKCON movement, you know, Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, we have to move. So make your vrat and make it a vrat that you can do. You know? I promise to pay, I swear I will pay 50 obeisances to the Vaishnavas every day. That's a nice vrat. Practical. Because most of the time you're paying 50 obeisances anyway, especially if you come from Mangalarati, because every, it's like church, you know? Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. It's just like it, you know? That's what we have to do. So, but it does say in Sastra, the Manu Samhita describes about if one breaks his vows, his vrat, you know, what's the penalty? But why even think about that? Why just think, I'm going to make it? Have faith in Krishna. Like when Sadhu said to me the other day in Vrindavan, he said, have no fear, Krishna's here. And I was just like, wow, yeah, that makes sense. Have no fear. No worries. As they say in Australia, no worries, mate. You know, like, no worries, just go forward. Just do what you can, and don't break your vrat. And then when you finish your vrat, see, we're not educated in these things properly, actually. Because then when you finish the vrat, you're supposed to give charity to the Brahmin. So when you finish your vrat, don't forget me. I'll be ready, you know. But there's a whole way I suggest devotees read the Hari Bhakti Vilas and learn the proper way to actually follow the vrat. You know, that there actually is a proper way. It's not just you just make a vrat and that's it. No, you're supposed to distribute charity to the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas after you finish their vrat. You know? So, again, think in your head, what am I making a vrat for? Am I making it to advance, or am I making a vrat just for some prestige? You know, that's why we make these crazy vrats, you know? I'm gonna sleep in outside with no sleeping bag on the gravel, you know. So people are like, wow, he's so advanced. Like there was a devotee once that told Prabhupada he wanted to make a vrat to just live in a tree for the rest of his life, you know, and chant japa. You know, Prabhupada said, "What is this nonsense?" It's like prestige. So we have to get away from this. So, did that answer your question? Look in the Manu Samhita. I don't know off the top of my head, but it's not very good, Mataji. No. It's not so nice to break vrat. So just, but now just do it. Any other questions, comments, concerns, statements? Forgive me if my lecture was a little bit, but I'm a little bit. I'm still thinking of Vrindavan and all I experienced, and now it's cold. Anyway. So tomorrow is Sankirtan. Saturday, Harinam, come on out. Come and distribute 10,000 books. Come and sponsor 10,000 books, or one case, which is just as equal. And come and engage in the Krishna consciousness movement more for this, at least for this month. Make an effort more than what we're making. And nobody in this room can say they're trying the best they can. You know, they're giving it all they have. Like I remember one time, Kadama Kadamara said to me, Partha, you're such and such percent Krishna conscious. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. And I was ecstatic. And he was like, no, stupid. That means you still got like 90 something left to go. And I was like, aw. I was like, aw. So this is what if we're honest, we'll see that we haven't really made the endeavor yet. We have to make that endeavor. And it's up to us. So, okay, stop here before the tour program beats me up. Shri Prabhupada ki, jai, Granta Srimad Bhagavatam ki, jai, Kartik ki, jai, Madhugopal ki.